You're listening to Vatican Radio World News. In the headlines this Thursday evening, President George Bush calls on China to improve its human rights record. Tensions mount between Russia and Georgia. And Pope Benedict XVI receives the former president of the Italian Republic. Good evening. I'm Will Taylor. U.S. President George Bush has called on China to improve its human rights record in a speech on the eve of the Beijing Olympics. Chris Altieri has this report.
Just hours before flying to the Chinese capital Beijing for the Olympics on Thursday, U.S. President George W. Bush used some of his bluntest language yet in publicly pressing China to improve its human rights record. In a speech in Bangkok, Thailand, on the eve of the Games' opening ceremony, Bush voiced firm opposition to China's detention of dissidents, human rights activists, and religious activists.
I have spoken clearly and candidly and consistently with China's leaders about our deep concerns over religious freedom and human rights. I have met repeatedly with Chinese dissidents and religious believers. The United States believes the people of China deserve the fundamental liberty that is the natural right of all human beings.
The president praised China's economic achievements, noting the vast numbers of people it has lifted out of poverty, though he insisted the U.S. would carry on pressing for progress on human rights.
So America stands in firm opposition to China's detention of political dissidents and human rights advocates and religious activists. We speak out for a free press, freedom of assembly, and labor rights, not to antagonize China's leaders, but because trusting its people with greater freedom is the only way for China to develop its full potential.
The U.S. president is on a tour of Asia that began in South Korea and will see him take part in the opening ceremony of the 29th Olympiad in the Chinese capital Beijing on Friday. I'm Chris Altieri.